Let's open our Bibles to the 40th Psalm. As we're tracking through, remember what we're doing? We're looking at the 31 Psalms that David wrote directly from events in his life. And this and the next few and the last few are all from this event where David is on the run and goes to live in a cave. Now, we haven't even got the Psalms he wrote actually living with that whole gang in the cave. We're just with David on the run. But the 40th Psalm that we'll read together in just a moment is such an incredible picture of how to get out of what David's you're gonna notice him saying. He's in a horrible pit. If you ever feel like you're down in the dumps, that's the way my family said it when I was little in Lansing, or if you feel you're in the pits, David shows us not only that he was there, but he shows us the pathway, as it were, the steps that he found in the Lord to not stay down there in the pits. But as we open to the 40th Psalm, David's life has become, after everything he's gone through, a horrible pit. And probably the closest public event that we kind of have witnessed recently would be what has gone on since the twin earthquakes this year, the one in January and the one in February. What has gone on in the lives of those people that we are no longer constantly seeing on television? You know, that's the amazing thing. It's one of the signs of the end, too, where the whole world watches things. Well, the whole world watched Haiti and the whole world watched Chile, as the Chile quake was the fifth largest quake ever recorded, which is amazing. But think of what those people have gone through in those 10 plus weeks since the 7.0 quake hit Haiti January 12th, and a little less than a month ago, a much, much larger 8.8 quake hit Chile on the 27th of February. Since those twin events, millions of lives were disrupted. Now, ours aren't, but theirs are, and they still are. And see, that's part of the problem with television. We just kind of sample it and we're gone and we're back to our comfortable life unless we're having a disaster. By the way, over 200,000, they think, died. That's what the current U.S. government geologic survey quake index says. Between the two, 223,007 people died. And again, that's so remote from us, but that's a lot of people. Nearly 100,000 are still completely homeless. If you think about completely homeless, I mean, to the rain, to the elements. Tens of thousands are still out of touch with friends and family because there's no postal. I mean, not everybody carries a cell phone and not everybody has cell towers. So, I mean, there are tens of thousands that people that know them still don't know how they are still. Multiplied thousands are jobless and are basically refugees. They picked up their scraps that they had left and on their backs, and they're just kind of trying to get replaced somewhere. And what's amazing is all of them are unsure about the future. Now, that would be a good description of what we see in the last 2 months, imprinted on our memories of what it would be like to be in the pits. In fact, as David says, horrible pits. The fear, the pain, the hopelessness that we saw reflected in the crowds as they wandered around dazed by the devastation in the aftermath of those two quakes. Those sights are what we should have in our mind as we look in the 40th Psalm. Because that is a little collective picture of what both David and many others feel at times in their life. But they're not on the news and they aren't in Chile or Haiti or at a quake site. They just have gone through the same completely disruptive uncertainty from some other collection of events that have become an earthquake in their life. Maybe no buildings fell down, but their world did. And that's what David is going through. Because life after a huge disaster can aptly be described as living in a horrible pit. And what we saw hundreds of thousands of people facing together is what David faced alone for months. See, that's what makes these psalms so beautiful, if you see where it fits in the life, then the words jump out. Otherwise, it's just kind of like, oh, another psalm. Kind of like another psalm, I read it somewhere. But when we pull it out and look at it through the lens of what David was going through, then all of a sudden it just screams at us. Well, a summary of David's life in the pits. Remember, we're finding these key events. What was the key event of the 40th Psalm? David had just gone through an emotional earthquake that was off the scale. If you remember that, I mean, his father-in-law is trying to kill him, so he runs and hides and goes to enemy territory, the Philistines. They find him, they capture him. He pretends that he's had an emotional breakdown and total dissolving. That's an emotional quake in his life. He's still feeling aftershocks. And in Psalm 40, he's telling us about what life is like at the bottom in the pits. And that's what David was feeling when he writes these words. It kind of feels like the Chile and Haitian people. The Chilean and Haitian people. He had lost everything. David is homeless. David is now out of touch with his family. I mean, when you're running for your life from Philistines and Jewish troops, you don't stop into the internet cafe and send a little email, you know, and just or call them on the phone, leave them a message on their answering machine. You understand, in those times, he was completely out of touch with his family and friends, and they did not know whether he survived, and he didn't know if they had, because he feared the king was going to kill his family, which was pretty common. You would get back at the person through the family. David had no sure supply of food or water. Sounds like a quake, disaster area. David had to find an escape route, and he had to flee dangers. I mean, it was like that there were all kinds of dangers around. And David's life and his emotions were flooded by troubles, flooded by disaster. And so David had a choice. He could have sunk into despair, or what he chose to do, in the pits, he flees to the Lord. Because remember, we saw last time, he realized in that last psalm that the Lord was always there. When he felt abandoned in Psalm 13, he said, but I know you're there. And that's what David practices. And so, as we look at Psalm 40, as we listen to God's flawless record of David's ravaged life, listen to these words, as if the CNN person stuck a microphone in some dazed person walking around some disaster area. That's what's going on in David's life. The 40th Psalm, and as we see David choosing between sinking into the pit or finding refuge. Psalm 40, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet on a rock, and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear, and will trust in the Lord. Blessed is